The stories have filled the headlines in recent months. The controversial deaths of suspects at the hands of police and the resulting riots that have torn apart communities. On today's Press Pass, Daniela Porat of Investigative Post offers her findings following an examination of what Buffalo police are and are not doing to prevent similar situations here.
The Buffalo Police Department this year is doing a review of New York Article 35. So that is the law about when is it justified to use force. And it is a theoretical training. It is not physical training. It is a handwritten test that is pass, fail. And the experts that I've spoken to on policing see that as inadequate because the use of force is a physical and violent thing.
I'm curious to hear what some of the key players say about this particular issue. I would assume that you've spoken to members of the police department, perhaps maybe union officials. What are they saying about this training?
Well, Kevin Kennedy of the Buffalo Police Union thinks that his officers are not receiving enough training and that that's dangerous. That's putting the officers' lives at risk as well.
Does he say that the officers would like this training? Because I know when it comes to training, sometimes people aren't as open to it as others.
He says that at his union meetings, he always has officers saying that they want more training.
During her investigation, Daniela Porat also looked at how other police departments around the country are modifying their approaches to providing officers with de-escalation training. For comment, she spoke with Deputy Commissioner Kimberly Beattie.
She said that, well, the Buffalo Police Department has done more training in that regard, but she focused on two areas.
Okay.
First is the Buffalo Police Department's new emergency response team. That team came out in full force during the Trump rally in April, and that team is responsible for managing riots and protests. So perhaps one could say de-escalating large-scale interactions with the public. The second training program that she pointed to that incorporates some de-escalation training is a crisis intervention team. That training was done with crisis services of Erie County, and that focuses on how to deal with members of the public who are having mental health crises. So de-escalation is an important part of that training because if someone is having a mental health crisis, communication strategies, de-escalation strategies to make sure that the individual doesn't harm him or herself or members of the public or police officers is imperative. But again, the police department is not doing refreshers in defensive tactics. When I asked Beattie, you know, how often do you do defensive tactics refreshers? She said that that was a skill taught at the recruit level and they do periodic refreshers. Compared to what other departments are doing, that's not enough.
Daniela Porat is with Investigative Post. Thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thanks for having me.